Today morning, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, entitled Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening. Text 25. Translation and Purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada Ki Translation. Lord Shiva's body is reddish and he is unstained, but he is covered with ashes. His hair is dusty from the whirlwind dust of the burning crematorium. He is the younger brother of your husband and he sees with his three eyes. Purport. Lord Shiva is not an ordinary living entity, nor is he in the category of Vishnu or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is far more powerful than any living entity up to the standard of Brahma. Yet he is not on an equal level with Vishnu. Since he is almost like Lord Vishnu, Shiva can see past, present and future. One of his eyes is like the sun, another is like the moon, and his third eye, which is between his eyebrows, is like fire. He can generate fire from his middle eye and is able to vanquish all powerful living entity, including Brahma. Yet he does not live pompously in a nice house, etc. Nor does he possess any material properties. Although he is master of the material world, he lives mostly in the crematorium, where dead bodies are burnt. And the whirlwind dust of the crematorium is his bodily dress. He is unstained by material contamination. Kashyapa took him as his younger brother because the youngest sister of Diti, Kashyapa's wife, was married to Lord Shiva. The husband of one sister is considered one's brother. By that social relationship, Lord Shiva happened to be the younger brother of Kashyapa. Kashyapa warned his wife that because Lord Shiva would see their sex indulgence, the time was not appropriate. Diti might argue that they would enjoy sex life in a private place. But Kashyapa reminded her that Lord Shiva has three eyes, called the sun, moon and fire. And one cannot escape his vigilance any more than one can escape Vishnu. Although seen by the police, a criminal is sometimes not immediately punished. The police wait for the proper time to apprehend him. The forbidden time for sexual intercourse would be noted by Lord Shiva and Diti would meet with proper punishment by giving birth to a child of ghostly characters or a godless impersonalist. Kashyapa foresaw this and thus he warned his wife Diti. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakya Sakshurin Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaga Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Tamsa Jeevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna.
The most wonderful things happen in our life, especially in spiritual life, in an unexpected way. So similarly, while I'm sitting in Bhagavatam class, it's also a wonderful thing which happened in an unexpected way. So I just request all devotees, pardon me, and try to speak on this subject matter for my own purification. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, over a period of days, we see many speakers speaking on this subject matter that inappropriate time for the conception of child So here we see the qualities of Lord Shiva, like the description of Lord Shiva is given, the place where he stay, people who follow him, is all like externally something like inauspicious and not very auspicious thing. But nowadays we see the followers of Shiva are, you know, not getting the essence of what he is doing, but they just imitate him on a superficial level. Now, what to speak of his followers or his worshippers? We see down in fourth canto, there is a beautiful pastime of Daksha, Sati and Shiva. Daksha curses Shiva and Sati quitting his body. And then there is a curse and counter curses happening. So in that pastime, there was a yajna performed by Daksha and other sages. In that yajna, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva was present. But when Daksha entered, he was expecting some honor. So we see in spiritual life, time and again, I was, you know, there was quotes saying, expectation is a seed of suffering. So when we expect something, obviously we have to get the suffering. So when Daksha entered the arena, he was, because Daksha was the son of Brahma, so Brahma, you know, greeted him. And Shiva was always in meditation. So if you see any picture of Shiva, Lord Shiva, he is always in meditation of the Super Soul. So his meditation, so he didn't see actually when Daksha entered the arena. But Daksha, you know, was, Prabhupada writes in one of the purport that Daksha is envious of Lord Shiva. Here we see the Lord Shiva is a unique position. He doesn't come under the Jiva Tattva or Vishnu Tattva. We see the qualities of Krishna as the 64 qualities, Vishnu has 60 qualities, Lord Shiva has 55 qualities and Brahma has 50 qualities. So Brahma and we all living entities come under the Jiva Tattva, but Brahma has the fullest of all the qualities, that is 50 qualities full. But we may not have the full, but we have, you know, a certain portion or percentage of that qualities in everyone. So Shiva is a unique position. So here we Prabhupada writes that he is not equal to Vishnu, but at the same time he is above Brahma. So he can, you know, he can do, he is one of the, you know, avatar. If you see the three main trinity, the mode of ignorance is governed by Lord Shiva. He is there for to destroy. Earlier in the Srimad Bhagavatam we see when Brahma is trying to progenate this universe, when he requested the four Kumaras, the Kumaras were highly elevated in the subject matter of devotional service, so they refused the offer of Brahma that they will be a progenitor. So because Brahma couldn't able to you know, express his anger, he withheld and he, you know, tried to control that anger, manifested between his eyebrow, and from that eyebrow came Shiva. And then Shiva was, you know, requested to, you know, progenate, but then the type of people were coming out were also destroying the whole creation of Brahma. So they were start destroying the creation, and then Brahma said, no, you know, actually you can stop this. This kind of living entity we don't need at this moment, and you can go to the forest and meditate. When the time comes, we can request you so that you can come and destroy this devastation. You can play the Tandava. You know, Brahma, Shiva likes to dance. When he dances, then everything destroys actually. So we see how position of Shiva is unique. So when Daksha was entering, at that time he saw his external and he was envy of the position of Shiva, because Shiva is given a higher position even though he accepted as a lower in terms of social order. Because, you know, Shiva was married to Parvati, who is a daughter of Daksha. So according to social order, you know, son-in-law is considered lower to the father-in-law. So he was thinking in that manner, and then he cursed Shiva when he got the opportunity to do so. So that manifestation of envy came out as anger. So, you know, Prabhupada writes, the anger is very, you know, detrimental what to speak of ordinary living entities, even Daksha couldn't able to control that anger. So he able to, you know, give a curse to Shiva. But Shiva was not affected by this, because he was above this. He is a transcendental personality who is above these three modes actually. Even though he act like staying in a place where crematorium happens, dead body burned. You see the verse is about, you know, he looks, his body clothed is nothing but the dust which is coming from the crematorium. But if you see, Shiva is married to Parvati, who is in charge of material, I can say the in charge of material desires. Everyone worships Durga, Kali to obtain the material benefits. And he doesn't want a house. He didn't have a house to stay. He is a very simple person. So this to show that, you know, even though he is, you know, at his call, the material energy is there, but he for himself is nothing. You know, he doesn't want any house or anything. So he is a simple Vaishnava. So because the topmost Vaishnava is Shiva. Vaishnavam Neta Sambho. He is the number one devotee of Vishnu. So you see, his external things can be bewildering. So when Daksha came, he saw and he cursed. He cursed that, you know, whatever offerings in the Yajna, Shiva will not share this. We will not give a share to Shiva. And then he walked off because he thinks that that place is inauspicious, there is no respect. And when he comes in, he didn't say, but he addressed the whole crowd, saying that, you know, this place, this person is given a seat and seated, but he doesn't have any manners. He doesn't know what the good manners is. He doesn't know how to give respect. It is quite heavy. He said that, see his eyes. His eyes is like monkey eyes. And I have married my daughter to this person. So he was chastised heavily and then he went off. But Shiva, he didn't do anything. He just walked off. He understood there is nothing. Because a Vaishnava, you know, he actually, if no, that atmosphere is contamination, the atmosphere is filled with of anger, he only one thing is he can leave that place. He knows, you know, this is a child's play. Then what happened? The followers of Shiva started cursing. He started, oh, these brahmanas, they don't know what is the position of Shiva. They will be a brahmana's only namesake. They don't know, they will lose all the self-realization. They don't know any transcendental subject matter. They will do the ritual and they will follow only Vedas. They cannot understand. And he cursed, then Nandishwara, he is a devotee of Lord Shiva, he cursed in this way. And then he cursed, Daksha, that he will become, he will consider his body as a self. He will get the head of a goat. He will take birth. He will lose all the, you know, spiritual transcendental knowledge. So, and then there is a counter curse by Bhrigu Muni. He is a Brahmana. He cursed that these followers of Shiva, they will propagate atheism. They don't know. They cannot understand. And we see that in time, you know, Lord Shiva, in Shiva Purana, he said that he will come as a devotee, as a Brahmana, and then he will propagate the atheism, that is known as Shankaracharya, the Mayavad philosophy. He will propagate the Mayavad philosophy. So we see how, you know, it is easily misunderstood the position of Shiva, but even though he is a great exalted devotee of Vishnu. Even he himself said, the worship of Vishnu is far more greater, is more greater than worshipper or followers of Vishnu. So he is giving the teachings to Parvati. So position of Shiva is so great that we see in 6th canto during the pastime of Chitraketu Maharaj. So Lord Shiva was giving a Bhavatam class to an assembly of sages, having Parvati seated on his lap. So that is the position of without getting agitation. So this is a person here, you know, speaking Srimad Bhavatam to the exalted sages with his wife sitting on his lap. That pastime continues. Actually, Chitraketu Maharaj was traveling and he sees that scene and he is actually astounded. So, we have to be careful in, not to go with external. It is very difficult to understand the activities of a Vaishnava. Even trying to understand the activities, what to speak of the mind of a Vaishnava. That's why it's easy, it's a first class, is like, you know, to understand the mind of Vaishnava and act according to please him. That is first class. The second class is, you know, do whatever the Vaishnava says. Just ask him and then inquire submissively and render service, ask him. And the third is, even though telling you're not doing, you know, for not following the instruction. It is better to be on the second class rather than to be on the first class, because it's very difficult to understand the mind and activities of a Vaishnava. So here we see in this section that Diti was succumbed by the propensity to have sex with his husband. He is approaching Kashyapa Muni in a very inappropriate time. Here they said, okay, then the Prabhupada writes in the purport that, you know, the union is in a private secluded place, there is no one to see. Who is there to watch? So, you know, even now, we see Prabhupada gives an analogy of a police and a criminal. You know, most of the time the criminals may not be caught on the same time. Maybe after a month or 2 or 3 months. So usually, like, you know, when a criminal do a crime and then he changes his clothes and then he disappears, after some time they will catch. So similarly, when you speak to people, now you are suffering because of your previous action, they will say, no, why? I didn't do anything. But this is just a change of clothes, like how a thief changes clothes. Similarly, you changed your body, but you have to undergo the consequence of your action. So the police catches a thief after 3 months. So similarly, you may be caught after a 3 lifetime. Because your karma, the reaction, it has to wait for a particular time. So here, you know, in this place also says that Shiva watches that particular activity and then he awarded a particular child when a time comes, the reaction of that. So we see, we have this tendency that, you know, that I am, and it's very difficult. Even people ask, you know, how come there are people, you know, they do all kind of, you know, anti-social activity, but they are flourishing in their career or in their business or in their life. But I am just trying to do nothing, you know, I am trying to be a simple, nice person. But then, you know, I can't able to understand why I am undergoing this problem. We know this famous story from Mahabharata that Dhritarashtra was asking Krishna that, oh Krishna, you have given me 100 sons and in front of my eyes you have taken everyone. Why it happening to me like this? Then Krishna said that 50 life back you were a hunter and then you shot an arrow to the eye of a bird and that bird became blind and the nest followed down, you know, fell down. And there was 100 eggs and all the eggs were destroyed. So that's why you got 100 sons and you lost everyone and you got a blind. When Dhritarashtra was asking, okay, that's fine, but why, you know, after 50 lifetime, why can't you give the next life only? So then Krishna was saying that to get one son, one has to do a pious act, pious, you need to have a pious credit. And to get 100 sons, you need to accumulate enough pious credit so that you will get 100 sons. So for the last 50 lifetime, you are accumulating the pious credit to you get for you to get 100 sons. And then once you get, the calculation is done. So that is how the karma, the intricacy of the karma, we cannot understand. But what is our part? Like, you know, usually we try to avoid the consequences, but we try, you know, lose the focus on our action. We have control over only the action, not on the consequence part. That means, like, to do a certain activity, you have a certain free will. And you have an independence to do that activity, whether to commit or not. That part you can have. But once that action is committed, then nothing is in your hand. You have to face the consequences, whether it's good or bad. So, in here we see that Lord Shiva is equal to, you know, the quality of Vishnu, where he knows the past, present and future. Similarly, Lord Shiva also knows the past, present and future. One time, sage was there with his Gurukul, all his disciples. I think this is it's a similar story is there in Mahabharata as well. So this sage, he said, this is a final test for all of you guys. So he gave a fruit to all of them and then said, you have to have this fruit, you know, alone. No one should see. So everyone disappeared and they went on top of the hill, and then, you know, a tree went into the house, bushes and everyone. And then they came back. So everyone said, yeah, I made sure that no one saw while eating this fruit. But only one person was there, he didn't have the fruit. So he came with the fruit back. So the teacher asked him, why you didn't have? He said, you know, how can I have? The Lord is present everywhere. Not only Lord, the demigods are there. The representative of demigods is there. Paramatma is there. So we cannot, we can, by material government law, we can say there is no evidence, witness is not there. But we know that we have Paramatma, we have demigods, we have other external, you know, living entities. So who always witness us? So similarly Shiva, you know, he is one eye is sun and one eye is moon. So night and day, every day, you know, practically your whole day gone, and fire. So we can see that Shiva is making note of this activity and rewarding Diti with a particular type of progeny. And in Bhagavad Gita we know that this sense gratification is ill. Sense gratification and Krishna consciousness goes ill together. But then Prabhupada writes that this unrestricted sense gratification is not good. But at the same time he said that we have to follow rules and regulation so that we can get out of this entanglement. See, the epitome of sense gratification is the sex indulgence, sex desire. So to get out of this, we have a regulated sex intelligence, which is given a license in Grihastha Ashram. So, but then Prabhupada also said that, you know, even the royal roads have accidents. So what it means that, you know, even the restricted sense enjoyment, it can be detrimental if we have attachment. So he said unattached, restricted sense enjoyment, sense indulgence is actually, it is quite interesting. In Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, it was said that even the jnana or the dhyana mark, they don't allow this household brahmachari. So this term, Prabhupada used this household brahmachari, that means the one who is following the rules and regulation of bhakti and sincerely want a Krishna conscious child and who are raising in them, that person is also a brahmachari. And he is known as household brahmachari. And that is allowed only in bhakti. It is not even allowed in other, you know, if you want a Paramatma realization or a, you know, Brahman realization, it is not allowed. Because it's for them, there is no compromise. sense enjoyment has to be restricted and give up, then the procedure, the path follows actually. The process works. But Prabhupada writes that this is allowed in bhakti because the cult of bhakti is so powerful, it will remove the enjoyment tendency. It will act on the proclivity and the, you know, enjoying tendency rather than the action itself. So that means, Prabhupada gives the analogy that if a person is already full in his stomach and if you offer him a food, he will obviously not accept that because he is already full. That means a person is already, you know, very content and he is experiencing the higher taste. Vishaya vinivartante nirasya dehina rasovajyam rasapi de asya parandrishtva nivartate. That is experiencing the higher taste, then it is possible. Because he is content, he is happy, then these things, you know, he is not bothered. So we have just, you know, marriage is there and raising children. The children, there is a responsibility attached to this. We had this a presentation by Urmila Mataji. How she was explaining this is quite amazing actually. Because this sex pleasure is there, but also have a baggage, that is responsibility to deliver the dependent. So Krishna has a system. There is a way given to us. So this responsibility actually help us to grow in Krishna consciousness. And Krishna says that in 7th chapter that I am the sex life. When it is this sex life is conducted according to dharma, then is bona fide. Because you have the responsibility to raise the Krishna consciousness child. So there is different, we do the yajna. So there is 4 ashram and everyone has a particular yajna to perform. So a brahmachari, you know, performs a sacrifice or giving up the material sound vibration and taking up the vibration, transcendental sound vibration under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. For a householder, his sacrifice is the tendency towards sense gratification. So he gives up the tendency of sense gratification for a higher transcendental life. I was reading in, I think in Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the Prabhupada writes that Grihastha Ashram means like cooperatively working to make sure progressing in the spiritual life. And the responsibility, we last 2 days we were hearing about the Garbhodhan Samskara. And if you really see, the samskara is matters a lot if we have a proper consciousness. It's similar to any other devotional service activities. We do ritual. If you have a proper consciousness, then it becomes spiritual. Otherwise, just it becomes a ritual. Otherwise, it becomes a mechanical thing. Yesterday also was a discussion, was Anirudh Prabhu also was saying that most of us, we don't undergo that kind of samskara. Especially speaking to me, I don't remember if my parents have done any samskara. But the coming in contact with devotees can change everything. But doesn't mean that one should avoid such kind of samskara which is provided in the society. We have to do it, but with the proper consciousness, then it gives a fruit. And this pastime that Diti approaching Kashyapa, you know, it is very instructive that, okay, after getting the child, that is Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, even though it was conceived in a wrong way, again, further down in 6th canto, at the end, there is again a union between Diti and Kashyapa. So after Vishnu killing Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, Diti was very much angry against Indra and demigods. Basically, Vishnu supporting Indra and killed because they want to protect the demigods. So Diti again approaches Kashyapa. But this time, she didn't ask directly, but she pleases him by serving nicely. She nicely serves, and then Kashyapa asks, what benediction you can ask? Then she says, I want a child who can kill Indra. And then Kashyapa was shocked. You know, I thought you're serving me nicely, but this is your motivation to get a child. Want to kill Indra. But then she was, you know, because he is given a word that I'll give a benediction. Then he stick to the word and he gives a child. But then he gives a condition. You have to be 1 year, you have to be non-envious of anyone. And so many conditions he gave. You should not go out, you should eat in a particular time, you have to eat this only, you have to meditate on this. So he is preaching to his wife and changing into a devotee. So that time, Prabhupada writes that being non-envious is the first step to become Krishna consciousness. Envy is so powerful, we have to be non-envious of any living entity. Then we are actually entering into bhakti process. That's the first step for anyone to take up to bhakti. So even though after she performing that austerity, severe austerity, but because, you know, it is quite wonderful that Indra was affected by this also, because if she get a child and she successful in that austerity, Indra will be killed. So Indra became the servant of Diti in a disguised way. And he is watching continuously. When she will commit mistake, then I can kill the child. So what happened? He was looking into all these options. And one time Diti forgot to wash his mouth and hand, and then she slept. But because during that process of meditation, like a severe austerity, her heart also changed actually. She became a devotee. It shows that even though she has a, you know, different motivation to get a child, but the process of bhakti is so powerful that it can change the heart of, you know, heart of, you know, person. We see again in an example of Prahlad Maharaj. Kayadu was the wife of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is out and out atheist and is a demon. And we heard from Keshav Prabhu that the conception of time, he was thinking about Narayan because in a negative way, unfavorable way, that gives a child, but that, you know, made him into a full-fledged, you know, like Mahajan by the association of Narada Muni. So, and it's interesting, Kayadu was there and in the womb Prahlad Maharaj was there, both were hearing from Narada Muni. Even Prabhupada addresses this. Kayadu was there and Prahlad Maharaj was there, but Prahlad became a pure devotee, Kayadu was not. Because Prahlad could hear the teachings of Narada Muni very attentively, without anything in the background. But Kayadu, being a woman, she is always thinking about the husband and the child. She was disturbed because what will happen to my husband, what will happen to... Because that was there in the background of her mind, she couldn't able to concentrate on the teachings of Narada Muni. That was the difference between how, you know, Prahlad became a devotee and Kayadu was not. So we see, in the conception time is important. At the same time, one may not be disheartened because, you know, we couldn't able to do the Garbhadan Samskara. But if a child is given a proper environment and proper thing, then definitely he will become a devotee. Okay, this is a powerful example. We see, you know, previous chapters we saw Varahadev and Hiranyaksha, how Varahadev lifted the Mother Earth. And then this there was a child born to Mother Earth, Naraka, Mother Bhumi and Varahadev. But then that child became a demon because of association of a demon Bana. And then that was killed by Krishna again. See, father is Lord himself, and the child, you know, born of Lord is a demon, became a demon. What kind of, you know, we can doubt the consciousness of a God? We cannot doubt the consciousness of Varaha. So, we can't have this only one angle. And every soul coming to the earth, coming to this world is for enjoyment. That's why Prabhupada writes that unattached, you have to be unattached to the sense enjoyment, that is restricted sense enjoyment. Otherwise it will create havoc. Because, you know, attachment, you know, is like, he's comparing the attachment as the accident in the royal road. Even the royal roads will have accidents. So don't think that we get married and then we have, you know, regulated sense enjoyment, that is procreation, will be okay. No, that is a problem because we get attached to it. We have to see each and every individual soul is coming to enjoy this world. Our duty is to just give Krishna consciousness, and we have to make sure the proper association, proper environment and proper training is given. So then there is a possibility that, you know, he or she will take up the Krishna consciousness. Yeah, so many examples in Bhagavatam actually. Yeah, I'd like to stop here and ask any questions, comments, corrections.
Rejects the material.
Can you
tell me your reference
or explain more? It's in get Bhagavad Gita. It's in Bhagavad Gita, I think 4th chapter.
So reference is 426 Bhagavad Gita. Some the verse is verse translation. Some the unadulterated brahmachari sacrifice the hearing process and the senses in the fire of mental control, and others the regulated householders sacrifice the objects of the senses in the fire of senses. So in the Prabhupada writes, the brahmachari is a student under the care of a bona fide spiritual master, control the mind by abstaining from sense gratification. A brahmachari hears only words concerning Krishna consciousness. Hearing is the basic principle of understanding, and therefore pure brahmachari engage fully in Hare Namanu Kirtanam, chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. He restrains himself from the vibration of material sounds, and his hearing is engaged in this transcendental sound vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Similarly, the householders who have some license for sense gratification perform such acts with great restraint. Sex life, intoxication, meat eating are general tendencies of human society, but a regulated householder does not indulge in unrestricted sex life and other sense gratification. So this restricted, unattached sex life is also a kind of yagna, because the restricted householder sacrifices general tendency towards sense gratification for higher transcendental life.
Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes.
Thank you.